Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Fiqh 1. Book Shara'i'ul Islam, the Book of Tahara. Teacher Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 2.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. So friends, in كتاب الشرائع, شرائع الإسلام, in كتاب الطهارة, we were discussing the obligatory ghusl. We said that ghusl, that means the ritual bath, it becomes obligatory on the above mentioned three, in the above mentioned three situations, when one has to pray for his obligatory prayers or an obligatory tawaf, or when he wants to touch the verses of the Quran, if it becomes obligatory on him. So these are the first three, alright? Then he said, these were those that we read. And similarly, then he said, لَدْخُولِ الْمَسْجِدِ. If a person is in the state of janabah, he's not allowed to enter into a mosque, enter into any mosque, whether it's Masjid al-Nabi, which is in Medina, or Masjid al-Haram, which is in Mecca, and any masjid may it be, whether these two or some other masjid, any masjid in every part of the world. If it's a masjid, he's not allowed to enter. Someone who's junub, who's in the state of janabah, is not allowed to enter into a mosque without ghusl. If he does not do ghusl, that if he does not take that ritual bath, he won't be allowed to enter into the mosque. All right. So this is the fourth. This was the fourth point where one taking ghusl becomes obligatory on a person, on a mukallaf. Mukallaf is normally said to a person who has got takalif on him, who has to follow these laws. We are mukallafin. We are mukallaf because we've got to follow these laws, and they are meant for us. So we are known as mukallaf. أو لقراءة العزائم إن وجب. This was the fifth one. The first three was prayer for obligatory prayers. Then the second one, it was for an obligatory tawaf. The third one, if it becomes obligatory on a person to touch the verses of the Quran. The fourth one, if he wants to enter the masjid, if it's obligatory on him to enter a masjid. For example, he took an oath or he pledged that he's going to enter a masjid if something happens, and that thing happened, so it's going to be obligatory on him to enter into the mosque. Now, if he is in the state of janabah, he needs to take a ghusl. Therefore, ghusl is also going to become obligatory on that person. Similarly, fifth one is لِقِرَاعَةِ الْعَزَائِمْ. قِرَاعَة, to read. عَزَائِمْ are those verses which have gotten obligatory sajda after that. We've got four places in the Quran. After reciting those verses, when it's obligatory on the reciter to prostrate after that, to do a sajda right then. As soon as he reads that verse, or reads that verse of the Quran, it's obligatory on him to prostrate. So now one cannot do that sajda in a state of janabah. When he's in the state of janabah, he's not allowed to prostrate. Therefore, he's not allowed to read those verses, because if he reads them, prostration is going to be obligatory on that person. Sujood, sajda is going to become obligatory on that person. Therefore, he's not allowed to read those verses. Then he says, this was what we read in the previous lesson, in the first lesson. Now, then he says, وَقَدْ يَجِبُ. And sometimes ghusl also becomes obligatory on a person when, for example, all of you know that when a person wants to fast, for example, today is Sunday, and on Monday, it's the first of Ramadan. Alright? It's the first of Ramadan. So someone on on whom then a mukallaf on whom the fast is obligatory. That means he is baligh and he's not he is in his town, he's in his watan, he's not a musafir, he didn't travel, or if he traveled for more than 10 days. So someone, any kind of, any person on who the sawm of a wajib, sawm becomes wajib, fast becomes obligatory before adhan al-fajr, before they say, before the muadhin, the reciter of the adhan, before he says the adhan, before the time for prayers, for morning prayers comes in, one should be in the state of tahara. In the state of tahara, that means if he was in the state of janaba before adhan, before that, before the time for prayer enters, one should take his obligatory ghusl. All right. Now, so it's wajib because you cannot enter after that time. For example, say 5 in the morning. 5 in the morning. It's the time for the morning prayers. It's the time when they say the adhan. It's the adhan time in 5 in the morning. All right. Now, if I want my fast to be in order, and if I want it to be correct, I need to take ghusl al-janaba, if I'm in a state of janaba, before 5, before entering into this time. Alright? Now, if someone who takes 5 minutes to complete his ghusl, that means it takes him 5 minutes to go into the bathroom and to take off his clothes and then do that ghusl, and then to put on his putting on clothes is not important. It's important when you come outside the bathroom, but you should be in, you should have taken that ghusl. That's important. All right. Now, if a person he's gonna take 5 minutes for all this stuff, to go to the bathroom, to take off his clothes, and then to take that bath, it's gonna take him 5 minutes. Then at 4:55, it becomes obligatory on that person to move right now towards the bathroom and to take that ghusl. I hope you get the point. Because after 5 minutes, it's going to be 5 in the morning, and at 5, they give the azan. They give that call for the morning prayers. All right. So before that call, before that adhan, before that time, a person should not be in the state of janabah. He should have taken the ghusl before that time. Therefore, if it takes him 5 minutes, then at 4:55, it becomes obligatory on that person to move towards the bathroom, take off his clothes, and do that ghusl. If he doesn't, he's gonna be a sinner, and his sawm, if he does that intentionally, his sawm is not going to be, that means if he had time and he didn't go, then his sawm is not going to be in order. Alright, his fast is not going to be correct. وَقَدْ يَجِبُ إِذَا بَقَعَ لِطُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يَجِبُ صَوْمُهُ بِقَدَرِ مَا يَغْتَسِلُ الْجُنُوبِ. And also ghusl, for ghusl becomes obligatory. إِذَا بَقِيَ لِطُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ. If the time remains before the morning prayers, before the time sets in for the morning prayers, min yawmin, on the day that yajibu sawmuhu, the day that the fast of that day is wajib, is obligatory, how much time is left? He says, biqadari ma yaghtasilu al-junub, the time which that junub person takes to do that ghusl. If he takes 5 minutes, so if 5 minutes are there, then at 4:55, it's gonna be wajib on him. If he takes 3 minutes, then on 4:57, it's gonna be wajib on him to move towards the bathroom and do that ghusl. وَلِصَوْمِ الْمُسْتَحَاضَةِ. Similarly, for a menstruating woman who's in the state of istahada, ghusl also becomes wajib on her. If he sees that blood, the mustahada blood, it becomes wajib on her. And if she wants that, the fast which she's gonna take tomorrow, which she's gonna take, if she wants that fast to be in order, then before ghusl, she should do that ghusl. before Fajr, before the time for Fajr, for the morning prayer sets in, before that she should take that ghusl. When the blood which she is seeing, it seeks through that the cotton which he puts to prevent that blood. If that blood, the cotton, if it soaks the blood, and that means if it goes under that cotton, if it stays on top of it, then no ghusl is required. But if it seeps through that cotton and the cotton soaks it, then that means the blood is a bit more, then this mustahada woman needs to take that ghusl for mustahada. He says, وَلِصَوْمِ الْمُسْتَحَاذَ إِذَا غَمَسَ دَمُهَا الْقُطْنَ. If the blood goes through that cotton. وَالْمَنْدُوبِ, and those ghusl which are not obligatory, which are mustahab, mandub meaning mustahab, وَالْمَنْدُوبُ مَا عَدَاهُ, those ghusl which are not mentioned over here, are all of them mandub, they are all mustahab. And before telling you all these things, these masail, these rules, they are according to what Al-Muhaqqiq Al-Hilli Rahmatullah Alayhi sees. They are all according to his. They are all according to his research. Muhaqqiq Al-Hilli. Alright, so maybe there are more ghusl there which are wajib. For example, he didn't bring the ghusl for mayyit. Yeah, he didn't bring that ghusl for mayyit, one who touches the mayyit and all that. So there are other ghusl, which are the later maraji, they have mentioned in their books. So these are according to what Al-Muhaqqiq Al-Hilli sees, and according to his research. وَالْوَاجِبُ مِنَ التَّيَمُّمُ. So we ended up with wudu and ghusl, now coming up to tayammum. He says, وَالْوَاجِبُ مِنَ التَّيَمُّمُ. Tayammum, which is wajib, he says, مَا كَانَ لِصَلَاتٍ وَاجِبًا, is the tayammum which someone takes before his obligatory prayer. He says, عِنْدَ تَضَيُّقِ وَقْتِهَا. If there's no time to make wudu, you should make tayammum. You should do tayammum if it's no time. He says, عِنْدَ تَضَيُّقِ. تَضَيُّق, that means in case that there's no time for wudu, then what should you do is that you should take tayammum straight away and pray your prayers. If you don't have water, or you have water but you don't have any time to go to that bathroom, to go to that washroom and take wudu. If you go there and take wudu, come back to your place, then it's gonna be problem for you that the sun is gonna rise. Alright, so it's if there's no time, then you should take that tayammum. Walil junub, and for the person who's in the state of janaba, fi ahadil masjidain, and it's obligatory for a person who is in the state of janaba. For example, someone falls asleep in Masjid al-Haram, which is in Mecca, or in Masjid al-Nabi, which is in Medina. Alright, if he falls asleep over there, and then when he wakes up, he finds himself in the state of janaba. Now, he's in that masjid. Alright, he's right now, he was sleeping in the masjid. When he woke up, he saw himself in the state of janaba. Now, as soon as he sees himself in the state of janaba, he needs to rush out of the masjid. Alright, now when he's gonna move from this place, when he's gonna move from his place to the door, to the exit, towards the exit, this is gonna be haram for him, because he's not in the state of tahara. Therefore, he should straight away make tayammum right there, wherever he's sitting. That's why he says walil junub, for the person who's in the state of janaba, fi ahadil masjidain, the person who's in one of these two masjid, Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabi. He didn't bring that word Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi. Instead, he said al-Masjidain. Whenever they say in fiqh al-Masjidain, that means the two mosques, they mean Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabi, because they've got their specific rules. So he says that whenever he wakes up, he should make that tayammum. He should make tayammum and then rush out of the masjid. لِيَخْرُجَ بِهِ. So that he can move out of the masjid. He can exit the masjid in the state of tahara. So these are the wajib ones. These are the wajib ones. He says, وَالْمَنْدُوبُ, and those which are mustahab, which are recommended, ma'ada. For example, someone wants to sleep in a state of tahara, and he doesn't want to make wudu. What he can do is he can make tayammum right there. All right. So he's gonna sleep in the state of tahara, and this tayammum is mustahab. It's mustahab. It's recommended for someone to sleep in a state of tahara, and if he's not able to make wudu or he doesn't want to take wudu, he can take tayammum and sleep. So these were the three tuhur, the three taharat, the three ritual purity taharat. وَقَدْ تَجِبُ الطَّهَارَةُ, and sometimes tahara, it becomes tahara, meaning purity. قَدْ تَجِبُ, sometimes it becomes obligatory on you. When? How does it happen? How can wudu or ghusl or tayammum can be obligatory, can become obligatory on me? He says, بِنَذَرٍ وَشِبْهِهِ. بِنَذَرٍ وَشِبْهِهِ. Whenever they say وَشِبْهِهِ, meaning شِبْهِ النَذْر, نَذْر and شِبْهِهِ are أَحَد and يَمِين. يَمِين is the same as قَسَم. قَسَم is an oath. Alright? And أَحَد is a pledge. وَشِبْهِهِ, so these are all شبه النذر. And نذر is a vow. Alright, so if a person says, for example, he takes an oath or something, or a نذر or يمين, or a pledge, I'm sorry, so if he takes an oath that if something happens, if this thing, this particular thing happens, if I pass my exam, I'm going to do a غسل, if he takes such an oath. If he does that and he passes his exam, it's wudu or ghusl, whatever he intended, is going to become wajib. It's going to become a wajib for that person. For example, if he says, لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَغْسِلْ, لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَتَوَضَّى, that it's for the sake of Allah, I'm going to take wudu if I pass my exam. If he makes such a nazr, or such an ahd, or such a pledge, or yameen, the wudu is going to become wajib. Similarly, tayammum, and similarly, wudu is going to become wajib on that person. He says, وَهَذَا الْكِتَابِ يَعْتَمِدُ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَةِ أَرْكَانِ. He says, this book, the Kitab al-Tahara, which you're talking about, is, it has four rukn, four pillars. الركن الأول في المياه. The first one is مياه. مياه meaning is the plural form for ما. ما meaning water. So الركن الأول في المياه. That means the kinds of water we have. وفيه أطراف, and we've got a few divisions in it. الطرف الأول في الماء المطلق. The first thing which we are going to mention is about ma, about waters, is al-ma'ul mutlaq. Al-ma'ul mutlaq, water which is mutlaq, pure water. He says, wa huwa, what's ma'ul mutlaq? He says, wa huwa kullu ma yastahiqqu itlaq ism al-ma'i alayhi min ghayri idafatin. He says, every liquid thing which you can call out that this is water without adding something to it. For example, in Arabic, they say ma'ul burtaqal, or they say ma'ul warad. Ma'ul warad meaning rose water. So you didn't say water. You said rose water. Alright? That means you added something. You added rose to it. Or you say ma'ul burtaqal meaning the orange water. You didn't say the orange juice, they say ma'ul burtaqal. So to that liquid, you don't say it simply ma. You don't say water. You say orange water, all right? Or an orange juice in English, for example. Similarly, they say ma or rumman. That means water. That means pomegranate juice. So So that means you can you're not add you're adding something to water. You added a pomegranate, you added rose, you added that orange or some other thing, you add salt to it. In a way, you add so much of salt to a water that you don't call it water, you call it salty water, for example, saline water. So this is not going to be known as water. This is not going to be known as pure water. Pure water is something which you call it water and then keep quiet, and the others, they say quiet, yes, you said the right thing, it's water. It's not lemon juice, it's not rose water, it's not orange water, it's simple water. All right, this kind of a thing is known as ma'ul mutlaq. If there's a liquid which can be called ma meaning water in Arabic. So if there's a liquid which can be known as ma, which can be called as ma without an addition, this kind of a liquid is known as al-ma'ul mutlaq. That means al-ma, water, mutlaq, pure water. This kind of a liquid is known as pure water. He says wa kulluhu tahir, and all of it is tahir, it's pure. Muzilun lil hadath wal khabath, and it affects za'il, that means it takes away hadath wal khabath. Hadath are those things, for example, when someone touches a mayyit or someone is in the state of janaba, maybe as far as he's washed his hands and something, he's taken a bath. He didn't take that ritual bath. He didn't do that ghusl for janaba, but he cleaned himself completely. All right. So, but he needs to take that ghusl. He needs to take that ghusl for janaba. So these kind of things, these things which are not known, they are known as, which are not seen, they are known as khabath. They are known as hadath. All right. Now, a person who wakes up after a sleep, if he wants to pray, yeah, he should take wudu. Now, this wudu is muzilun lil hadath. All right, it's muzilun lil hadath. That means you can take wudu without any najis thing on your hand or something, but because you want to enter the prayers, so you should take that wudu. Similarly, a few things we have, they are khabath. That means those najasat, those things which require tahara, which require purity, and they are zahir. For example, something, a drop of blood or urine or some other najis thing, it comes in contact with someone's hand or someone's body or someone's cloth, then what should he do is he should take that away, and he should make his body, he should make his hand, whatever part which came in contact with that thing, with that najis thing, he should make that tahir, should make that pure. Alright, so these things are known as khabath. So he says ma'ul mutlaq, pure water, is able to you can use it in your hadath and in khabath. Muzilun lil hadath wal khabath wa bi'tibar wuqu' an najasati fihi, and this ma'ul mutlaq, al ma'ul mutlaq, he says bi'tibar wuqu' an najasati fihi, as far as dropping of something which is najis into it. So something, if it comes in contact with something which is najis, it's divided into three parts. He says it's either ila jarin yanqasimu, it gets divided, ila jarin, it gets divided into jari wa mahqun wa ma'ibir. Jari, the water which is in the streams and all, that is jari. All right, the water in streams and probably the rainwater, they are all known as jari. And similarly, mahqoon, the water which is retained. The third one, ma'ibir, bir meaning a well. So the water which is inside the well, is known as, he's going to explain all of them. He's going to explain all of them one by one. He's going to say, أَمَّا الْجَارِي فَهُوَ فُلَانَ أَمَّا الْمَحْقُونَ فَهُوَ فُلَانَ. So he's going to explain them. So basically what he says is, الماء المطلق, something which we can call ما without an addition, and it's effectable, it takes away حدث, it can be used for removing حدث or خبث, and it gets divided into three parts. ما المطلق, we've got three kinds of ما المطلق. The first one is الجاري, the second one is محقون, and the third one is ماء بئر. ماء بئر, محقون meaning the retained water, and the third one ماء بئر, that means the water which is in the well, the water in the well. Alright, so he says أما الجاري, أما الجاري. Now when we talk about ماء الجاري, he says فلا ينجس إلا باستيلاء النجاسة على أحد أوصافه. ماء المطلق, he says جاري, ماء المطلق gets divided into three, جاري, محقون, and the third one is بئر. So now when we talk about جاري, how does it become نجس, can it become نجس? He says it can only become نجس if that نجس thing, it changes one of the three things, one of the three أوصاف. أوصاف was for one of the three attributes of that water. The three attributes which they mention in fiqh is the smell, the taste, and the color. These are the three attributes, all right, which a water has. Any kind of water, it has these three attributes. The smell, the taste, and the color. He says, الماء الجاري, if it come, when it comes in contact with a najis thing, with a mutanajis or a najis, when it comes in contact with it, he says that if that najis thing, it changes one of these three attributes, one of them, two of them, or all three of them, if it changes any one of them, then this ma al jari is going to become najis. Says فَلَا يَنْجُسُ, it does not become najis, إِلَّا بِسْتِيلَاءِ النَّجَاسَةِ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِ أَوْصَافِهِ, it does not become najis unless that najasa, that najis thing, that impure thing, changes one of its attributes. It means it changes its color, changes its taste, changes its smell. If it changes one of these three things, if it, the najas, that najis thing has an effect on one of these three things, then this is going to become the ma'il jari. The running water is gonna become najis. Ma al jari is gonna become najis. Okay. Now, when it becomes najis, how is gonna get tahir again? How can we make it pure again? He says, وَيَطْهُرُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْمَاءِ الطَّاهِرِ عَلَيْهِ مُتَدَافِعًا. And he says, you can make that water pure. How? He says, بِكَثْرَةِ الْمَاءِ الطَّاهِرِ عَلَيْهِ, by pouring into a huge amounts of pure water into it. Mutadafi'an, that means one after the other. If you do that, the attribute which was changed by coming in contact with the najasa, if that attribute, it gets changed, then if it comes to its the first condition, comes to its normal condition, then it's gonna become tahir. حتى يزول تغيره, in a way that your pouring of this huge amounts of water, it changes its تغير, it changes its state, it comes back to its previous state. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary, website www.imamsadiq.tv.